It's time for JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now. 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
On a Friday, we made it. Happy Friday, everybody. John Burton, Patton Cook, JB and the General. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Beautiful day outside. A little windy, a little chilly. But we're finally going to get some spring-like weather, it would appear, over the next several days. Good morning, Patton Cook. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, John Burton. I'm doing well. Happy Friday. What a week.
What a week. What a show. We are loaded today.
Yes.
Absolutely loaded. We, as Pogi used to say, we're moving some furniture around. And for good reason, because at 925, normally we're joined by Ryan Callahan every Friday at 925 from Go Vols 24/7. He is now going to join us at 10:05 this morning because we had to make way, and we are very, very excited about this. The general manager of your Nashville Predators, Barry Trotz, is going to join us at 9:25, talk about this remarkable season, his first season as GM of this hockey club, and the fact that this team, after a rough start and a so-so middle, is playoff-bound again after a one-year absence from the playoffs. Preds in the playoffs. We'll see where they end up and who they face in round one. But Trotzy's going to come on to talk about this season, what went into it, some of the decisions he made vis-a-vis personnel, the decisions he made at the trade deadline. So, like I said, we may need some extra time because Trotzy likes to talk and we like to hear from him. So I am very excited to have Barry Trotz.
Yes, when Barry Trotz talks, we listen here,
yes.
And for very good reason. I believe the first time we've had him on this season. So
yes.
Excited for that. First year as a NHL GM, and looks like he's been doing it for a while.
He's making it not look easy, but he's making it look doable. And you're right. When Barry Trotz talks, we listen. He's an OG. He knows where the bodies are buried, okay?
And we listen because... when he talks, it's real. It's,
right.
He's not BSing us.
Nope.
Over here. It's just straight up kind of how he feels, and very excited, very excited.
So 10:05, we'll have Ryan Callahan, and then at 10:25, I'm very excited about this, being a middle-aged hip-hop head from back in the day. Hip-hop mogul, actor, director, and founder of the Big Three basketball tournament, Ice Cube, is going to join us at 10:25. I booked Barry Trotz. You booked Ice Cube. So good on you, my friend.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the people at the Big Three reaching out, asking if we'd like to have him on. I go, absolutely.
Yeah.
We would love to have him on. I said, you pick a day, you pick a time, and we will make it work. So very excited for that. A league that's got a lot of news going around, and excited to talk to Ice Cube. I must say, was not on my 2024 bingo card.
Yeah.
Did you go back and listen
to some old NWA songs?
Blank
the Police, Gangsta
exactly.
Gangster.
I am a
Express
rebel.
Yourself.
Yes, I'm a true rebel now to the cause, so very excited.
Oh, it was a golden time back then. So we are loaded today. So if you want to call, actually now might be the best time because you're not going to have a lot of windows to call. We've got three terrific guests lined up in just 2 hours. Patton, you know, the biggest thing for me, the reaction to O.J. Simpson's death yesterday, it's very complicated, right? Because this guy basically had, really, so most people have three acts in their life. He kind of had four, right? Poor kid growing up in the Potrero Hill section of San Francisco, California, becomes a collegiate football star at Southern California, wins the Heisman Trophy, you know, plays over a decade in the NFL, is a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest running backs of all time still to this day. And then, of course, you know, when you remember him and you talk about his life from a media perspective, right, you really kind of have to, in my opinion, compartmentalize it a lot because, you know, when I did when I did the show last night at News Channel 5, the sportscast, you know, I knew by the time I'd got on, it was about, you know, 6:50. By the time I'd gone on, our news department had documented everything that OJ did post professional football career.
There's
right,
nothing more you're gonna have,
right, exactly. So what I did was, I don't know if you watched it or not, but what I did was, you know, I just said his post football career has been well documented. We're gonna focus on what he did as a player because it was the sports cast and I was reporting a sports story. I felt like that was the way to go.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we talked about, you know, the four rushing titles, 2,000 yards in 1973, you know, the 11,236 yards rushing, second all time at the time he retired to only Jim Brown, and, you know, Hall of Fame in 1985 and those types of things, because I just felt like all the other stuff had been well, well talked about by then. And so I wanted to attack it from a sports perspective. But it's so complicated when you talk about this dude's life, because in many ways he had an incredible life, and in many ways, you know, one bad night, like I said, June 12th, my birthday, 1994, you know, changed his life forever. But up until then, he was having a great life.
Yep.
He was, you know, wealthy. He was an actor. He was a, you know, a football analyst for NBC, not a very good one, but who cares? It's OJ, right? Who cares? And
a lot of these former football players really aren't that great,
exactly,
to be honest. But
exactly. Right, exactly. But so there's so many ways to look at OJ Simpson's life, right? And what happened, what we think happened, what many people believe happened. So now I'm listening to Valeni and Rico in Detroit yesterday, which I like to check in on their show for at least, you know, a few segments. You know, I think you know this about me. I like to bounce around, sure, to different shows in the country because, you know, I don't know. I have a passion for sports talk radio. I think when it's done well, it's really one of the best forms of entertainment, in
totally
my opinion.
Agree.
Right. And Valeni and Rico do a great job. You know, Detroit's a tough town. It's a blue collar town. You know, their teams over the last decade and a half have not been very good. I know the Tigers made the World Series a few years ago, but, you know, and then Rico brought up a point. And remember we talked about this yesterday? I don't know if it was while we were taping the podcast or we were doing the show, but there are a lot of people that believe that OJ didn't actually do it. Maybe his oldest son, Jason, did it. And what by it, I mean commit the murders. And Rico just brought up the notion that there was so much blood at the crime scene. So much blood, because these two individuals
basically had their heads,
right, basically were chopped off. Were basically decapitated. There was a little bit of blood found in the Bronco. There was, you know, supposedly OJ had a little bit of blood on him, but he said he cut it on a glass in his hotel room or whatever. But think about that, man. He flew to Chicago that night,
yeah,
from Los Angeles, and he would have been covered in blood. This is Rico's theory. He would have been just covered in blood to the point where, you know, he cited the fact, you know, when you're cooking something and you look down and you got like stuff on you that you don't know how it got there. So a lot, he's basically theorizing his son who was diagnosed with having mental issues, might have committed the murders. OJ maybe found out about it, went to the scene, and he spent the last years of his life, the last 30 years of his life, covering up for his son, who was never named as a person of interest. I do not believe did not testify during the trial, has lived a very, very quiet life since all that went down. But, you know, he was a sous chef and he was supposed to cook dinner that night and all this. And you know, sous chefs, from what I understand, carry their knives with them. And it just had me thinking, you know, you don't remember the Arsenio Hall show, but he used to have this segment where he'd say things that make you go, So I just thought it was interesting. It brought back a lot of memories of that period in 1994 that, you know, we talked about yesterday. I know you weren't around for it, but it was, like I said, man, it was something that really, really captured this country, and it changed a lot in terms of the judicial system in this country. racial relations in this country. It was just a landmark time. And when they called it the trial of the century, it really was.
Well, and I just yesterday was kind of just scrolling through Twitter, and you had a couple former athletes, Darius Slay, Todd Gurley, a few that I saw that kind of were more on the sympathetic side of OJ passing away.
Yeah, and I got a hard time with that. As to
right. And Todd
as
Gurley,
to a lot of people.
And Todd Gurley specifically kind of was a little more lighthearted about it. I don't know what type of relationship, but went on to say, your running back's favorite running back. And I don't know what relationship he had with these athletes nowadays or kind of this generation, but I think it's fascinating to hear from my generation who was not there for any of this really, but all they know is the documentaries and all they know is his Twitter persona.
Mm.
And it's,
yeah, he didn't help himself.
I feel it was very, I don't know, it's more watered down than I think for you, John, where you were in it, you lived it, both playing career and post-career, at least with the trial and everything. I just found it fascinating, the perspective from my generation to yours.
Yeah.
Kind of with just how they looked at OJ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those that I think will be studied forever because it is a study that in a person in a life that I'm not sure we will see again, to be quite honest. Just the way America was then,
right,
the way social media and TV was starting to kind of feed up, more so TV than social
right.
media. But
the internet was starting to become the internet.
Incredible.
Yeah, really was. Looks like Kentucky has their new head coach, Mark Pope from BYU. Reports are they're finalizing a 5-year deal to bring him in. I remember Mark Pope from that 1996 championship team that beat my Syracuse Orange in the championship game. I was there. I was sitting courtside for that. Yeah, that was a rough night.
Oh,
but hey, what are you going to do?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I covered that Final Four. It was Mississippi State, Syracuse, UMass, and Kentucky. And Syracuse, they had a great run that year with John Wallace. Got all the way to the championship game. They beat Mississippi State in the Final Four, and then they got all the way to the championship game and before losing to Kentucky. Kentucky was 10 deep that year, though.
Right.
They had, like, they could, it was almost like a line change in hockey. Patino's team was so deep that year. It was, you know, Walter McCarty, and I mean, all those guys. I think Mashburn was gone by then, but it was, anyway. So, Mark Pope, kind of hiring from within, and this after reportedly several big name coaches said thanks but no thanks to Kentucky.
Yeah,
Patton. What is that like? What is your reaction to that? Like, supposedly Jay Wright said no, right? Dan Hurley said no.
Scott Drew said no.
Scott Drew said
now
no.
What I heard, from
who's the guy in Alabama? Why can't I think of his name?
Nate Oates. Nate Oates said no very quickly. The Scott Drew situation was more, I don't think, the basketball side. Apparently his wife is very, I believe the word is introverted, very reserved, mm-hmm. not super into the spotlight. So that was more of a family decision from what I've seen. So that marriage was probably never going to work between Kentucky and Scott Drew, because I think Bill King said it is, you lose one game and the fans will be in your kitchen.
He's not wrong.
And so it is.
They'll be waiting for you in your driveway.
Well, right. And Mark Pope roomed with Jeff Shepard, the Kentucky star Reed Shepard, who potentially will enter the NBA draft. He is getting thrown seven digits right now to come back to the university next year. We'll see what happens there. But I think a reality check, not only for Kentucky fans, but for me as well, John. I thought they would be able to get whoever they wanted, and that likelihood is not the case with this hire. Has not won an NCAA tournament game in Mark Pope.
Mm-hmm. Got them there
plenty, but it's not one.
Couple
one.
Of 20-win seasons, right? Yeah,
but well, it's not a. I wouldn't
it's
say
not it's a sexy home
no,
run.
No, it's not. And for Kentucky basketball, that's.
I mean,
that's
amazing. It's Kentucky. It's like if Alabama or Penn State or Ohio State call you in football. You know, nah, I'm good. It's Kentucky.
Well, and John,
I think people realize, you know, I don't need that stress. I don't need that headache. And Bill is right when he says that. You lose one game, and, you know, Bubba and Jethro are going to be waiting for you in the driveway when you get home.
And there's also a point that maybe in the age of college basketball, you don't need to be at these Kentuckys, these Dukes, these Kansas to win anymore.
Exactly.
You can be in a different
place. The playing
place
field
and still
has been
fine.
Leveled with NIL and the transfer portal. You're right. The playing field's been leveled. That is amazing.
It's incredible. I couldn't believe it yesterday. It's not official yet, but fans are in meltdown in Big Blue Nation. So one guy said he was going to light himself on fire if Mark Pope was.
Well, there you go. Kentucky fan for you. Kind of like when Greg Schiano was about to become Vols football coach.
Right.
People just lost their freaking minds. Holy hell. Play underway at the Masters. I know some guys had to finish up their round one early this morning because of darkness last night. Tiger was one under through 14. Has he teed
finished,
off yet?
One over.
He finished one over. Okay.
Finished one over today. He had to finish this morning. Was cold out there.
It's gonna be tough for him because he's, you know, he's gonna have to play like 23 holes today.
Gonna have to play 23.
You get an
holes.
Hour break, I from what I understand, after yep. between finishing round one and starting his round two.
Yeah, he'll be teeing off here, at, I believe, in about an hour or so. So it's wasn't a great start to the morning for Tiger. Looked pretty stiff. The back looked to be tight. It's supposed to warm up a little bit later, but the wind right now, John, is pretty significant for the player. So I wouldn't expect many high scores like we had yesterday with Bryson DeChambeau, 7-under. He's teeing off here later in the day.
To shoot 7-under in those conditions and that wind is pretty remarkable. And, oh, by the way, Scottie Scheffler, not bad. Yep. 6-under par.
Yep.
So DeChambeau will tee off at 10:54 local time this morning. Scheffler's going to tee off at 12:48. Hogard, Homa, Willett, these other guys, some have already teed off, and others will tee off later this morning. So we'll keep an eye on the leaderboard. You will have Masters updates for us, complete with music.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. All right. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Predators general manager Barry Trotz will join us right here on JB and the General, WNSR.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's a Bill King Show.
Have I ever told you my disdain for spring games? They are useless. They are irrelevant. They are not representative of a real college football game, nor does it tell you what you need to be looking out for once your team gets on the field for fall games that do count, that do go in the record books, and do mean something.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Just a couple of moments, we'll be joined by Barry Trotz, general manager of the Nashville Predators. Preds taking on the Chicago Blackhawks tonight, a little Friday night hockey for you. And the Mark Pope to Kentucky is now official, correct, Patton?
Yes, the Kentucky official social medias, Facebook, Twitter, all sorts, they've officially announced it. So the Mark Pope era officially underway. And with this news, apparently some mega donors have already donated to the, or contributed, I don't know if it's donated, contributed to the NIL fund.
Yeah, it's not a non-profit charity.
It is not. It is to get some recruits in there. So we'll see kind of how this goes, but not a home run hire. And
right.
I would imagine he won't have a ton of time if it doesn't start off hot.
See, I thought for sure it was going to be Jay Wright. I really did. I thought they were going to throw stupid money at Jay Wright and just say, come on back. We'll give you whatever you need, you know, unlimited funds, you know, to get the players you want, that kind of thing. I really thought Jay Wright was going to, even if he didn't really want to go back to coaching, I just thought, you know, the money would just be too much to pass up. Because what do I always say, Patton? What did the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase say back in the 80s?
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price. And it's one of those things, John, where you look, and I don't know. From everything John Calipari said in that little home video that he shot, it sounded mutual between Kentucky and Calipari that, all right, it's time. And for there not to really be a clear candidate in place whenever you do that is it's stunning, quite frankly.
Yeah, it really is. And like I said, I agree with you. I think it was just one of those, you know, it's like a couple that's been together for a long time. It's like, I don't hate you, but I just don't love you anymore, and I don't want to be with you. You know, we can still be friends, and, you know, if you have kids, we'll be great co-parents, and I'll always be there for you if you need me, but, you know, I don't love you anymore.
Yeah.
You know, the jokes aren't funny anymore. There's no more date nights, you know. You're basically more like roommates than you are a married couple. I think that was the case between Calipari and Kentucky. And, you know, when you're Kentucky, you can't, like you said, you can't be losing to Oakland and, you know, in the freaking, you know, get knocked out of the tournament by, you know, by Oakland and not at least making the Sweet 16. You're freaking Kentucky.
And you've got the best roster, arguably, you've ever had. And I talk to my poppy every now and then about this. He did not understand the bringing Dillingham and Reed Sheppard off the bench all year long. He figured he thought those two guys deserved to be on the floor as much as they could, because his perspective was they were bringing those two guys in to save them each and every game, because usually they'd go out to a slow start.
Right.
You're throwing in the freshmen, save us. And they weren't able to save you against Oakland. Reed Sheppard had his worst game and as a Kentucky Wildcat, and Dillingham wasn't that great either. It's some decisions made everybody pretty frustrated, but you hope those frustrations ease under Mark Pope, but it's not a huge name, and, I mean, are the recruits going to be jumping for Mark Pope? I doubt it.
I mean, that's the thing, and for years, Calipari was basically, you know, he championed the one and done. He was actually kind of defiant, almost indignant about it. Like, yeah, we have one and done, so what? You know? And it's like, it seemed like a clash of philosophies, right? Calipari's like, it's my job to bring guys in that want to play in the NBA, but, you know, they can help me before they go to the NBA.
Right.
Whereas Kentucky fan, Kentucky booster, Kentucky, you know, honk is like, no, your job is to win national championships and get to the Final Four and win national championships. That's not your job to get these guys ready for the NBA.
Yeah, they don't.
We'll deal with that later. You got to, you know, this your responsibility is to this university and this basketball program.
Yeah, they don't hang first round pick banners in the at Rupp Arena. It's Final Fours. It's Elite Eights. It's national championships.
No, so. Yeah, no question about it. As we await Barry Trotz to give us a call this morning, general manager of the Predators, and you know, I know they're trying to lock up that number one wild card spot, which I guess would give them a more advantageous first round matchup. But as we talked about, whoever they play in the first round is going to be a tough team. It's going to be a good hockey club, and they're not going to have home ice advantage. So. You know, at some point, they're going to need to think about trying to steal a win, you know, in the other team's building. I think if they do that, like if they get a split in those first two games and they come back to Nashville in a 1-1 series, this place is going to freaking explode. Two games in Smashville, my goodness, it's going to be a party. Like, the weather's going to be great. People are going to be all over Lower Broadway. I mean, it's going to be – the atmosphere is going to be magical.
Yeah,
it really is.
And I think probably after the All-Star break hit, they knew they were going to be in a position where they weren't going to have home ice advantage in the postseason. It was going to be a wild card spot or kind of you weren't going to be high up there in the Western Conference. So they've probably had that mindset for a long time now. But to be quite honest, John, the best work this franchise has had has been the underdog role. And
you're right. You're not wrong.
You're going to have that. Now, maybe a little bit less so because you're not going to sneak up on anybody in the postseason because all anybody in hockey's talked about is this 18-game point streak. So you're not going to catch anybody by surprise.
Whoever you play, you will have their attention.
Sure.
You know, their coaching staff, their scouts are going to say, listen, guys, these guys are going to fight their asses off for 60 minutes or more. You better be ready. Don't think you can just ease into this thing and, you know, kind of like feel them out. You know, we have to be aggressive, you know, especially – with the first two games at home, you know, if I'm the coach of the team that plays the Predators, I'm emphasizing to them, we have to defend our home ice. We cannot allow this team to steal home ice advantage from us. You know, we have to hold serve at home and then we'll go to Nashville and see what we can do, you know, type thing. Let's do this, Pat. Let's take a break early. Let's try to see if we can track down Barry Trotz and hopefully get him on the program. Ryan Callahan, 10:05, will join us. Ice Cube at 10:25 to talk Big 3 basketball. Stay with us.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
2-2 high in the air to deep right field. This thing's got wings. That's going to fly away. And it's 2-0 Atlanta.
Tonight, the division battles continue as the Braves hit the road to South Florida as Ozzie Albies and the Braves take on the Marlins in Miami.
Pregame coverage begins at 5:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Friday. We're still waiting to hear from Barry Trotz, Predators General Manager. Apparently, he may have got caught up in another call. We'll try to get him on as soon as he is available to call in. So we look forward to talking to Trotzy. Hopefully, that will be sooner rather than later. We do know that Ryan Callahan from GoVols 24/7 was gracious enough to push back his time to 10:05. He will join us then. And then, of course, Ice Cube, hip-hop legend and founder of the Big Three basketball tournament, is going to join us. We're definitely looking forward to that. Full disclosure, I think he was on down the dial with Chase and Joe yesterday. We'll do a much better interview than those guys will do. I mean,
we're you know, more into
bless their heart. I mean, what's Joe going to ask him?
Seriously.
So, you did a song about the police, huh? What was it called? Really say it on the radio.
Right. I mean, let's be real here, John. We're more in tune with with the times.
No disrespect to Chase and Joe. We like them. They're friend, you know, they're friends of ours. We love those guys, but you know, come on.
We got credit around here.
We got street cred, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to do a Masters update, John?
I was just going to say, how about a Masters update? Here's Patton Cook from Augusta, Georgia. Not really.
Hello, friends. Patton Cook here once again. Round two is underway. Like John mentioned earlier, we had a couple groups still finishing up round number one. All has concluded in the first round. We are on to the second round. Bryson DeChambeau, who tees off at 10:54 Central Time, shot a 65 in round number one. He is leading the Masters right now. Scotty Scheffler, who will tee off at 12:48, 6 under. He shot a 66, a fantastic score right now. Second, who has already teed off through three holes, Nikolaj Højgaard, the Danish golfer. Look at me with my geography lessons here. Yeah. He is
you really paid attention in geography
sure
class,
did.
Didn't you, Patton?
This is why I'm here for a variety of reasons. But through three holes, he is even par. He is 5 under through the tournament. Shot a 5 under yesterday. And then Max Homa, who is in the Tiger Woods group, still yet to tee off yet. Of course, with a 5 under, shot a 67 in round number one. And then rounding off the top five, Cam Davis, who through 8 holes is 4 under. He is 3 under today on Friday. A nice round so far for Cam Davis.
Well, with you being such a Tiger sycophant, I mean fan.
Get it right, John.
If he doesn't make the cut, how disappointed will you be?
We'll be disappointed, but I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, I think he's going to make the cut.
I think he'll be all right. Watched a lot of his round yesterday and then watched every shot here this morning. It came on, I believe, 6:45 was when he was on the TV today. Driver is okay. The irons has not been his strong suit right now, neither the putter as well. So if that driver starts to go, that's when I'll get a little worried. But seemed very stiff this morning. But temperatures are going to round up. Whenever he started playing this morning, it felt like 50 degrees at Augusta. It'll get up to 70 here this afternoon. So Tiger needs to get through today. It'll warm up as the weekend goes on. So his play will get better. But sat at one under heading into this morning, and he has one over after round number one.
All right, it's time to play a game while we wait for Barry Trotz, all right? It's called Be For Real or Be For Roni.
Okay.
All right? So I'm going to give you a list of statements, and you're going to tell me if it's for real or it's for Roni, hence the name Be For Real or Be For Roni. You ever had Be For Roni as a kid, Chef Boyardee?
I'm a big I'm a good SpaghettiOs and Frank's fan, John. That is right up my wheelhouse.
How about the ravioli?
I've had it all.
That's what got me through college. Now there's enough sodium in those cans to choke a horse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
but that's the fun of it. If you can get out of it on the other side, you're having a great one. Oh. You know you're going to have a good day if you can make it past lunch.
That's true. All right, 615-844-5600. Play along at home. All right. Well, we'll start with the Masters as we play Be For Real or Be For Roni. Tiger Woods has a chance to win the Masters this weekend. Is that for real or for Roni?
That is for Roni, unfortunately. If he finished off this morning a little bit better, but two straight, had two bogeys in the final five holes, not good enough. Needed to go at least two under. But granted, Fridays are never really his strong suit. You look at all his rounds, other than early Tiger where he was just running away with it. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So these first couple of holes here in a little bit, he's supposed to tee off here, if not already, are going to be big. I'm going to go for Roni, though.
All right. One more Tiger Woods statement. Tiger Woods will win at least one major in the next 5 years. Is that for real or for Roni?
Ooh, I'm going to go for Roni, John. I don't think it'll happen again because I would venture to say he's probably got one more Masters left in him, and that'll be the tournament he will win. That'll be the major he would win. I just think at this point You watched him this morning. I mean, if the conditions aren't absolutely perfect, it's almost diabolical for him to go out there and play. So I'm going to go for Roni.
Mm. Wow.
What about you, John?
Me?
The hater. Titans hater turned Tiger Woods hater.
What do you think I'm going to say, Patton?
For real, right? I mean, for real on both of these.
No, for Roni on both.
Okay.
I'm going to say for Roni on both. All right. Will Levis will be considered a top five quarterback within the next 3 years. Is that for real or is that for Roni?
Top five.
I'll say top 10. I'll give you top 10.
Top 10 I can get behind. Mostly because of what the Titans did this offseason. It's not something in my lifetime, John, I've seen a whole lot of where they are prioritizing the pass game compared to the run game. Forever, it's been, let's get that big bell cow in there. Let's take some pressure off the quarterback. No, take the pressure off the quarterback by getting him some weapons who can get open quickly, and he's not having to pat the baby in the backfield while God knows who at left and right tackle are trying to hold up on the edges. So I like what they've done. I feel like they're starting to get with the times. Forever, I'd talk to my friends. This isn't 1990 anymore.
Right.
Running the ball 40 times doesn't work.
The old Jeff Fisher offense.
No.
Eddie George, Frank Wycheck, first down.
It was cool when I was 10 years old. Now that I'm 25, it ain't cool no more. So I'm going for real.
Really?
I'm going for real.
You believe in Will Levis? I believe in him, too.
I do.
I like him. Like I said.
And his teammates like him, too. And I
didn't think
that's
I was
so going to
like him, and I think a part of me didn't want to like him. But I like him. He is completely won me over, and I'm excited to see where he goes from here. All right. Continuing in the Titans vein, the new running back by committee approach will be more effective than the Derrick Henry bell cow approach. Is that for real or is that for Roni?
I'm going to ask you a question. More effective how? In terms of total yards or just the total offense? Kind of just...
Everything. Eye tests, statistics, you know, whatever measure you want. We will be sitting here a year from now saying, wow, that was a productive running game between Spears and Pollard, and those two combined as a mini committee was just as effective as Derrick Henry as the bell cow.
I think it could be just as effective. I don't think it will be better because I think what Derrick offered you is something. I mentioned the drawbacks behind it, but the ability to running the football is the safest thing in football, John. Yep. And he had the ability for the safest thing to take it for a touchdown. And that's just not something many guys can do. But I think the ability they have now to not tip their card in any way, whichever guy's out there, both guys could be out there. You don't know if it's a run or pass. And I think that's so vital in this league. Nobody, you look around the league, other than Derrick Henry, each and every one of these running backs can do both. And forever, the Titans have had a guy who can only do one thing. It worked out at some points, not in others. But in this new age, I think it could be just as effective.
So you're saying for real?
For real.
Okay. The Tennessee Titans will win the division this season. Is that for real or is that for Roni?
I'm going for Roni. Too early. Too many holes still left on this team. And I know the draft is still there, but they're going to have to rely heavily on at least two rookies to be legit starters and play very well for them. And I know Rand Carthon has done well. His drafting has been pretty good. But traditionally, as a Titans fan, John, when that happens, it does not turn out well. One of those guys is not going to start out fast, and that's fine. Year one doesn't have to be a knockout of the park, but a left tackle is going to have to be taken, either the first or second round, and he's going to have to play legit football from minute one, week one, because they don't have, from all accounts, they are kind of slotting that guy in to be a starter. If it's Joe Alt, fine, but if they wait till the second round, I'm worried a little bit, to be quite honest. So I'm going to go for Roni.
All right. Let's switch gears, talk a little hockey. The Nashville Predators will win their first round matchup this year in the playoffs. And we don't know what their seeding is going to be, who they're going to play. But the statement is, a lot of people feel this way, the Nashville Predators will win their first round playoff series. Is that for real or is that for Roni?
Of course, hard to say just with where we are now. I think they've fallen back down to earth a little bit. I think they are who they ultimately are now that we've seen them past couple of games. They're going to give each and every team a hard time, but aren't going to win everything, and they aren't going to get points every single game. So I'm going to go for Roni. I don't think they will win a series the first round this year, but I don't think it'll be a 4 or 5 like you've seen the past couple of
no sweep or years. Gentleman sweep.
I think
whoever they
7.
Play is going at least 6, maybe 7.
I agree. I see more 7 because game 6 you're going to have here the Bridgestone Arena, and they have been as good as I've ever seen them at home really this past month of the season, and that's important. And I know playoff hockey at home, sometimes it's smoke and mirrors a little bit because it doesn't always mean you're going to win at home. The Preds have seen that in their own right. But I see 6 or 7 in terms of a loss. I don't see a win. I think the teams are going to have to play. If you're going to play Colorado, I know they've beaten them a couple times this year, but they have too much for you right now.
The Nashville Predators will win a Stanley Cup sometime in the next 5 years. Is that for real?
Ooh.
Or is that for Roni?
John, what do you think on this? Because it's hard.
I think it's for real.
Yeah.
I think Trotsky and Haslam are going to do what it takes to get the top end talent in here that you need to make that serious Stanley Cup run. I say it's for real.
I like that, and I agree with you there about the top end talent, because for me they just don't have it right, right. now. So where are they going to get
They've
it?
They've got lot of really good players, but you don't have those upper echelon elite players, right?
Right.
And like Forsberg's really good, but he's not elite.
Right.
Yossi's really good, but he's not elite. You know, Ryan O'Reilly.
He's an elite defenseman, but in terms of, I think.
As far as like, you know, offensive, like two way defenseman, Roman Yossi, he might be the best in the NHL. But you need stud forwards that can score and create chances.
I'm going to say for now, Ferroni. For that reason, they don't have it right now. Now, if they go out and get it via free agency, you've got names, John Burton. Damn it, and you won't tell us. So
I've heard one name in particular, and I'm sworn to secrecy.
Absolutely.
Let's just say if that individual was able to come to Nashville and don the navy blue and gold, oh my gosh, Katie, bar the door. That's all I have to say about that.
Until that happens, though, I'm going to go Ferroni. But I think, though, the trajectory that they are on is, I'm not saying it no as quicker as I was a year ago.
Okay. Last one. Gary Smith will be the head coach of Nashville SC 1 year, 365 days from now, next year. Is that for real or is that Ferroni?
Well, Gary Smith is on his downward spiral, as he does every single year, right around this time where everybody's chopping his head off.
You were one of the choppers a couple of years ago.
I was. I had the hatchet, not OJ style.
Yeah, you had the mask over your head.
Yep. If I was Jim Rome, I would likewise to someone who passed away yesterday, but I won't do that.
Okay, fair enough.
I am going to say yes, he will be.
So that's for real.
For real. I'll give you a couple reasons why. I think Hany Mukhtar is playing his worst soccer as a Nashville SC player. That will change here soon. It's got to change here. And you're starting to see Sam Surridge get a couple of goals here and there. Had one last week, all for naught, because ended up giving up two goals, one goal at stoppage time. I think they'll start to turn it around here. Now, if you were to ask me, are they ever going to win a MLS championship under Gary Smith? I'm going to say no, because that product has shown it will not. And until something happens at the head coaching slot and how they play, because these results they get, it can get you here every now and then, but you need consistent attacking style play. And to me, John, I'm no expert. I know I may come across like I know everything when I'm talking. I don't know everything, but I will say this. Breaking news. But you look at the other teams and how they attack, and defending's great. And I know defense wins championships,
right?
But scoring goals does too. And they don't do it at a consistent enough kind of clip. And until that happens, I think they'll forever be that tier below a Major League Soccer champion.
Patton Cook, thank you for playing Be For Real.
Thank you.
For Be For Roni.
Thank you, John. I enjoyed that.
We'll do it more often.
Yes.
And if anybody out there would like to sponsor Be For Real or Be For Roni, give us a call.
Be For Roni, we're looking at you, by the way.
That's right. Chef Boyardee, the company. Do they still make Be For Roni and raviolis?
Sure. Absolutely, John.
They better. All right. We'll be back after this. WNSR.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers, folks like me who get the runaround from banks, and he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans trade for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. 2 catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. 1 catch. 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, 1 catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Go, 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 go.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Well, we apologize. We were expecting to have Barry Trotz join us this morning. Apparently, he might have gotten caught up with some other. He's a busy man these days. Got a lot going on. So,
and being an NHL GM, it's no joke.
Well, listen, when you hold a position like that, and Bill Parcells said this many years ago, you know, whether you're a head coach or a general manager or a high-ranking official, you know, in that kind of realm in sports, he said there are 5 things that come across your desk every day that you weren't prepared for. You know, these guys are control freaks, right? They have their days planned out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to work out at this time. I'm going to have lunch at this time. And I got this meeting, and then I got to meet with the coaches. And I got to meet with my scouts. I got to, you know, and then all of a sudden somebody puts something across your desk. Hey, we need to deal with this right now. We're in crisis mode. What? You know what I mean? So that might have been one of those things. But anyway, Ryan Callahan, we know, will join us at 10:05 to talk balls. And Ice Cube is going to join us at 10:25 to talk about the Big Three basketball tournament. And he did confirm that they offered Caitlin Clark a $5 million contract to come play 3-on-3. And smart move.
Yeah.
You know, listen, even if she says no and turns you down, it's great publicity for the Big Three. And if she says, yeah, I'll do it, even better.
Guess what we talked about that next day when that news broke?
Yeah.
About the Big Three.
Exactly.
About them offering Caitlin Clark a deal. Has she turned it down? I haven't seen news.
Well, we know this. The Indiana Fever, who hold the number one pick in the WNBA draft, 36 of their 40 games have already been scheduled for national TV.
Wow.
With the anticipation that they will select Caitlin Clark as the top overall pick. So, and I think her fiancé either works for the team, yes, or maybe works for the Pacers or
Tom
something.
Tom Hodges, yeah. He mentioned that.
Yeah, Tommy Hodges, our guy. All right, can I give you a bonus B for Real or B for Roni? Did such a great job at game last segment. Treylon Burks will be a Tennessee Titan when training camp ends late this summer. B for Real or B for Roni?
Beefa, get him out of here, John. How about that? I mean, you're teeing me up over here.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I mean, teeing me up just I mean,
go ahead. State your case. We got a little time left.
I don't want to hate on him, John, but the touches aren't going to be there for him as they were last year. And I know the offense is different. I know we, being the Titans, are going to throw it a little bit more, but I've got no confidence. Why should I? He's given me nothing to be confident in other than it'll be 3 or 4 weeks. He'll pull a hamstring. He'll have a knee problem. Hopefully he's in shape right now. I don't know, but I'm not buying it. I don't think he'll be here next year.
So you're saying beef or Roni?
Beef or Roni.
All right. Patton Cook has spoken, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, stick around with us. Ryan Callahan coming up straight ahead. Ice Cube at 10:25. Hour number two coming up.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House is now debating and is expected to vote soon on reauthorizing FISA, the law that lets intelligence agencies spy on foreign nationals overseas without obtaining a warrant. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling Congress,
it helps us find out who these terrorists are working with and what they're targeting, and it's what we need to stop them before they kill Americans.
Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Arizona today to talk about the state Supreme Court decision upholding a Civil War era law that outlaws almost all abortions in the state. Donald Trump will hold what's being billed as a news conference alongside House Speaker Mike Johnson from Mar-a-Lago this evening. On Monday, he'll be a defendant in his first criminal case. Jury selection in the Stormy Daniels hush money trial begins in New York. Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter and best friend expected to turn himself in today on charges that he stole $16 million from the Dodger. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice,
Ace, Nature's Blend, and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text HEALTHY to 511-511. Text HEALTHY to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. John Burton, Patton Cook with you. We bring in Ryan Callahan from GoVols 24/7. Ryan, we owe you big time. You were gracious enough to move from 9:25 our time to 10:05 our time so we could have Barry Trotz, the general manager of the Nashville Predators, on. Well, Barry Trotz blew us off. But we're happy to have you, and thank you for being gracious with your time and moving for us, even though it didn't exactly work out.
Well, no problem. I'll have to share my displeasure with Barry for moving my schedule around, only to blow you guys off. That's not okay.
Yeah, you're gonna put the hex on the Predators now that they're back in the playoffs, right?
No. Fingers crossed on that one, but man, I'm not liking the looks of their first round matchup.
I hear you. Obviously, orange and white spring game tomorrow, wrapping up spring drills. I know you guys haven't been really able to watch a lot of the practices or the scrimmages, but what's the buzz heading into tomorrow, and what will you be looking for, assuming they'll let you in the building to watch?
Yeah, so that's sort of the interesting subplot to this year's spring game is it's limited to a capacity of 10,000 inside Neyland Stadium because of ongoing construction at the stadium. This is sort of a multi-year project, long needed in some areas that needed to be fixed kind of on the underside and in the concourses of Neyland Stadium that are some of the oldest parts of the stadium still being used. So some things that are in the works, but it's making spring practice or the spring game a headache. And they dealt with this a couple of years ago, too, when they ended up having to do the spring game on their practice field. So it really wasn't even a spring game. They didn't have the public there at all. And they just set up a video screen across campus where people could watch if they gathered there. Mm. So it really wasn't anything that they didn't want to have to do that again, but they were left with a bunch of bad options, and basically the best of the bunch was to only have 10,000 fans in the stands and still get to have it at the stadium and have a normal recruiting day and something close to a normal spring game. So we'll actually not even be in the press box for this one, as you might be able to appreciate. We'll be down on the field level watching there. There will be maybe a row of stands sort of reserved for some media. I think we get one seat per outlet if we want to sit in the stands.
Okay.
And then otherwise we're kind of down in the media center where we talk with Josh Heupel afterward. So kind of limited in even where we can be. So it'll be a little bit of an odd day. But to your point, we don't normally get to see a lot of spring practice anyway. There's one day where they let us see 10 periods each spring. That's like the second day of the spring. Otherwise, we basically get to see individual drills the rest of the spring. So even for us, even though it's not a great day to learn a lot about a team sometimes, it's really our first look at this team in a full game setting and really getting some 11-on-11 work. So the downside is some guys will be out, some guys will be limited.
Mm-hmm.
That's the case, obviously, each spring, but the offensive line especially might be a little limited. The running back situation, not ideal after Cam Seldon suffered an injury earlier this spring, underwent shoulder surgery. So you're down to three backs who will get most of the work, and Dylan Sampson probably won't be one of the guys that you see the most. So it'll really be Deshaun Bishop and Khalifa Keith getting a lot of the carries. So parts of this team won't look nearly like what you see in the fall, but there's still some things to watch. And I'll be watching a lot of Tennessee's newcomers, obviously, especially out of the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Wide receiver Chris Brazel, offensive tackle Lance Hurd, on defense cornerback Jermaine McCoy, safety Jacoby Thomas. A lot of key transfers that Tennessee has added this offseason, along with some exciting freshmen like Mike Matthews at wide receiver. So still a lot to watch. And obviously there's the addition of Nico Iamaleava taking over as the starting quarterback. A lot of people, I'm sure, excited to see his offseason progress to this point, coming off the bowl game, being early in his career. But it is kind of his year to take over. And certainly he won't get a ton of work, but I think people will obviously be eager to see sort of how he's coming along so far.
Ryan, of those newcomers you mentioned, based on what you've heard, who stood out the most?
You know, I would probably start with Chris Brazel at wide receiver, the Tulane transfer. He's been one that Tennessee's been pretty excited about for a while now, and I think he's lived up to the hype so far this spring. I think he's got a real chance to be a starter when you get around to the season. We haven't seen Brew McCoy out there, obviously, this spring. He's one of the guys who's not been out there coming off his injury back in the fall. So we don't know really what the wide receiver picture looks like once you get him back out there. But I think he's certainly, Brazel will have a great chance to start, and has been a playmaker in the two scrimmages so far. So I'm really eager to see what he looks like in an 11-on-11 tomorrow. But he has looked the part so far, and certainly has drawn rave reviews from people that have gotten to see more than we have. Also, I think at cornerback Jermaine McCoy, he's still a little bit of a work in progress, but the Oregon State transfer that was another of the more coveted transfers Tennessee added this offseason, he's looked the part. Former wide receiver that moved to cornerback at Oregon State, and is definitely exciting to Tennessee because they got him as a transfer 1 year into his college career, so he's got 3 years and a red shirt left. And he's a long, athletic guy who played a lot of football last year as a true freshman in a Power 5 school. So a lot to like about him, and he's looked good this spring too. And I would say Lance Hurd has gotten off to a pretty good start at left tackle, the LSU transfer. He was obviously the most celebrated transfer addition for Tennessee this offseason. Former 5-star prospect, another guy just 1 year into his college career, made one start last year at LSU, but in limited action, did look good. And he's kind of built on that this spring. I think he's still a work in progress, but I think he's been kind of as advertised so far. And I'll be really interested in seeing what he looks like in the spring game. I wish we'd get to see a lot of him against James Pierce, but I would imagine they're going to put Pierce in bubble wrap pretty early in this
right one.
So we'll see if we see a matchup like that. But certainly it'll be interesting to see if Lance Hurd is tested much in this game and kind of see how he looks taking over that left tackle spot.
Ryan, Jalen Wright clearly was the lead back last year, but you had three guys with over 90 carries. Do you see that running back room kind of being that by committee as last year, or is it kind of Dylan Sampson's show this year?
You know, I mentioned earlier that it's going to be kind of a shorthanded group out there tomorrow, and I think that sort of leads to the answer of your question, which is we don't know exactly what this group is going to look like, because aside from Dylan Sampson, the guys who might be most involved in that backfield this season have not been out there lately. Cam Seldon suffered the shoulder injury, underwent surgery just a couple weeks ago. We don't know exactly what his time frame for returning to the field looks like. At the very least, we think his availability for preseason camp is in doubt, and that there's a real chance that he might not be out there at the very start of the season. You know, we'll see if that's a week, 2 weeks at the start of the season, whatever the case may be, but he would be doing well if he's back in time for the season opener. So, but he's a guy that was in line to be the number two running back to start the season. The other guy, Peyton Lewis, a true freshman, was an early enrollee, but had to have something cleaned up, a procedure after he arrived on campus to clean up a previous injury. So he's been out this spring, so we haven't gotten to see him at all. Those are the two guys that you might see the most behind Dylan Sampson if they're fully healthy, but we don't know exactly what their status is in Seldon's case, and haven't gotten to see sort of what they have in Lewis this spring, although he should be fine by the summer. So that's sort of a wild card with this team. And one of the interesting kind of subplots this spring game is, how did Deshaun Bishop and Khalifa Keith look? Those are guys that might be needed for depth this year at the very least. It's kind of a shorthanded group, only four scholarship players. Bishop is technically a preferred walk-on, even though he was a big-time standout at Karnes High School, put up big numbers here locally. He's a preferred walk-on for them, so it's not a very deep group, and you might have to go and look to the transfer portal if there's any consideration that Cam Seldon might not be available at the start of the season. That's something that they're at least still wrestling with, and we'll see if Saturday's spring game kind of plays into that, but it's something that they're at least considering in the wake of Cam Seldon's injury, something that they didn't want to have to look at this spring, but they might have to at least look around the transfer portal and see what's out there just because of the numbers and kind of figuring out what that backfield picture is going to look like this fall.
Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7 is our guest, WNSR.
Ryan, you covered a spring game or two in your time covering the Vols. How do you kind of handle the spring game? How much do you take out of it, and how much is it smoke and mirrors for you?
Yeah, how much should we read into based on what we see tomorrow, right?
Right. Yeah, that's always the challenge of these is you inevitably have some guy who's a second or third teamer and sometimes even a walk-on who ends up being sort of the top performer of the day. You know, a few years ago there was Jack Jancic, the walk-on son of former Tennessee defensive coordinator John Jancic that had a big spring game and caught a touchdown or two, I believe, and had a big day. So there are always things like that that, you know, people might want to look into a little bit and say, hey, this is the guy that could help them in the season. And you have to kind of pump the brakes a little bit and say, it's just a spring game. Keep that in context. But then on the same token, if someone goes out and doesn't do much or has a bad day, you can't read too much into that either. I kind of look at the more individual aspects of this, though, especially on a day like this where you might see Tennessee playing with you're going to see Tennessee playing with a shorthanded offensive line. You know, the Cooper Mays, Javonte Spraggins, they've not been out there really this spring. So you're going to see some different guys in there at center, at guard. We don't know how they'll handle the starters at tackle, if they'll preserve those guys at all because they're short on depth and maybe limit their action tomorrow. So you're going to see some different offensive linemen, and Tennessee's defensive line is pretty deep. They might kind of tee off on that offensive line. So I wouldn't go into the spring game thinking that you're going to learn a lot about how good these position groups are overall. But as I was kind of talking about some of these other players, you know, does a Chris Brazel show up at wide receiver? Does Mike Matthews look the part at wide receiver? Do some of the new cornerbacks and safeties look good in the secondary? You can learn, I think, a little bit about individual players. And I think as much as anything, you know, we've kind of heard the buzz at this point. It's more about do these guys look the way you expect them to look in a game setting once you get them out there after hearing plenty about them over the past few weeks, who lives up to the hype and who's maybe not quite as good as you thought they would look in a game like this. So we all tend to have overreactions to the spring game, but there are some things I think you can gather. And for us, it is still a chance to actually see them play football, which, again, we don't get to see a whole lot during the offseason.
Kim Caldwell, named the new women's basketball coach, obviously has had a lot of success in her young career, but not at this level, not at the SEC level, and not, at a university and a program that has such high expectations. What'd you think of the hire, and how do you think she'll do?
You know, this is one of those rare cases where I think the athletic director making the hire changes the perception of the hire in a lot of ways, because Danny White has a really proven track record of going out and finding coaches like Kim Caldwell who were kind of on the way up and finding future stars. He hired Nate Oates at a previous stop. He obviously hired Josh Heupel at UCF and brought him to Tennessee as well. He hired Lance Leopold, that's now the coach at Kansas in football. So he's done this before and has a really good track record, and he kind of alluded to that in Kim Caldwell's introductory press conference this week. I think he's pretty confident in his ability to find good coaches and clearly likes what he's found in Caldwell. And you know, as he said, she was going to get a Power 5 opportunity somewhere. It's just a matter of where and when, and it might as well be us. And he thinks she's going to be a star. It's hard to argue that. And he, one of the things, too, that he tends to go for is a coach with a strong sense of what they want to do on the field or on the court, a strong kind of brand of play. She certainly has that. She plays up tempo, presses, shoots a lot of threes. It's going to be a fun brand of basketball to watch, much like what you see in Josh Heupel on the football field. So Danny White tends to go for those types of coaches that have a very signature style, that know exactly what they want to do and that play entertaining brands of whatever sport they're playing. And that's certainly what she has. So I think there's reason to believe that this is a good hire. And it's amazing, you know, Kentucky is making a fairly proven hire, relatively speaking, for its basketball coach. Tennessee, on the other hand, hiring a fairly unproven women's coach who's only been at a Division II school in Marshall for 1 year. But I think a lot of people have the sense that this is a good hire, even though Tennessee's, you know, kind of the gold standard or one of the best programs in women's basketball historically. That they could arguably go get someone more proven. This may be a better hire because of the high ceiling that you see in her. So it's really interesting how the hire's been perceived, and I think that's largely because Danny White's got a track record of doing this before.
Ryan, is that kind of the type of candidate he was going after all along, or do you think he reached out to some of the bigger names?
You know, that's the one thing that's hard to say for sure because of the way coach athletic directors run these searches these days. They hire search firms with the intent to keep a lot of that stuff private. I do think there was at least some interest in looking into more proven candidates. You know, there was always this talk of from Lady Vols fans, you know, hey, go get Dawn Staley, you know, go get the best of the best and just pay whatever you have to do. I'm not sure they were willing to do that, but I think there were at least, overtures to some of the you know, more proven candidates that were mentioned out there. Lindsey Gottlieb at USC, you know, you'd probably be not doing your due diligence if you didn't reach out to someone like that to sure. See if she was interested. So there were probably some people they reached out to at least, you know, how far did it get? Hard to say, but I don't think he went into the process thinking he wanted an up-and-comer all along or thinking Kim Caldwell was the candidate all along, but certainly I think she was one of the people that he had his mind on that, hey, this, you know, this search is probably not going to have to go past her. You know, at the very least, I think she's someone we can get 1 year into her career at Marshall. We can probably get someone like that if it comes to it. And that's someone we feel very comfortable hiring. So how many people do they reach out to or look into? Hard to say, but I think they at least looked into some other candidates.
Ryan, any surprise about Awaka and Adu either entering the draft or the transfer portal?
A little bit of a surprise on Jonas Adu. That was speculated quite a bit in recent days. What's going to be really interesting is whether either of those guys is still maybe a possibility to come back. You know, some people have wondered, is Tobe Awaka definitely gone now? Is there some thought that maybe he could consider staying at Tennessee with Jonas Adu leaving because you would think playing time was a consideration for him? It's going to be really interesting to see what Tennessee does there. They certainly have JP Estrella that we saw in the NCAA tournament a bit that could step in there and probably be a starter next year if he needed to be. You would think they're going to have to go to the transfer portal, though, just if nothing else, for some depth or for another option there. But, yeah, that's been a little bit of a surprise that both of those guys went in the portal. Certainly not shocked that one did, but to see both, and especially Adu coming off the year he had, even though he kind of had a tough NCAA tournament, no way around that. Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, he didn't do much. But that's still a tough way for fans to see his career end, and they certainly thought and were hoping that another year at Tennessee would result in some growth that would make him an even better player after he was, you know, second team All-SEC this year and had a pretty productive season for the most part.
Ryan, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks again for moving your schedule around for us. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. When we come back, hip-hop royalty. Ice Cube is going to join us to talk about the Big 3 basketball tournament. And you know I'm going to get some NWA questions in there as well. Stick around, WNSR. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's JB and the General.
I am in no means a chiseled goddess. God, I don't have a six pack. I'm not looking like The Rock out here. But goodness gracious, George Niang legitimately has a beer belly out on the floor right now.
Yeah, but so does Jokic. He's the best player in the world.
Well, George Niang is clanking him off the backboard.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen.
He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Now, Patton, you know I love you, but we can't be playing MC Hammer when we're about to have Ice Cube on our show.
I did not do that.
That was the automation.
Automation.
Yeah, they're those
trying
are
to get
two,
me in trouble.
Those are two different things, but we are excited and pleased here on WNSR to have the hip-hop legend, actor, director, and founder of the Big Three Basketball Tournament, the legendary Ice Cube joins us. Cube, good morning, man. What's up?
Yo, what's happening with you? How you doing?
Man, this is surreal for me as a kid that grew up listening to NWA and all your solo projects and stuff like that. It's truly an honor to talk with you.
Appreciate it, man. It's great to talk to you guys.
Now, listen, before we get into the big three, if you could indulge me, as a, like I said, a lifelong hip-hop fan, I remember you were saying, you know, in the early days of NWA and everything going on in South Central Los Angeles, how, hey, we just wanted to make music for our neighborhood. You know, we just wanted to make, you know, make stuff for the homies around the way. Did you ever think back when you were, what, 19 years old doing the first NWA record that you would become what you've become in terms of a mogul and now, you know, the founder and owner of a basketball tournament and a worldwide superstar? I mean, what were your initial intentions back when you were young, growing up in South Central, getting into this music thing?
You know, just to have fun, do something positive and creative. You know, there's a lot of gang banging. It was like gang banging, sports, girls, well, you know, selling dope. You know what I mean? It's yeah. Like those were the trends that was going around, and very few people was doing hip hop. So, and man, we was, you know, I was 14 when I started.
Wow.
Going to the studio with Dr. Dre and hanging out. And, you know, by 16, I wrote my first hit song, which was Boys in the Hood for Eazy-E.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we kind of said, okay, this is our style. This is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the real stuff that's going on around here. And a lot of people discouraged us, man. You're not going to get on the radio. You're not going to go gold. You're not going to go platinum. You're not going to be a star. And we didn't care at that point. We were like, look, this is real. We're having fun. The people in the hood like it. Let's keep doing it. And little did we know it was going to blow up like this. Never in a thousand years would I think that I'd be here, you know, with the big three. It's our seventh year.
Wow.
You know, the only professional 3-on-3 league in the world. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, last question along the hip-hop lines, then we'll get into the big three. You know, when Straight Outta Compton, the movie, came out, how cool was it, A, to have a movie about your life made, and B, how cool was it to have your son play you in the movie?
That's next level. Like, you know, in thinking about it, I'm saying, like, man, how can you equate this to anything? And I was saying, okay, it's like, You win the Super Bowl, and then your son wins the Super Bowl with the same team. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of... Because, you know, NWA was the start of my career, and, you know, in some ways, NWA is the start of his career. But he's just in a movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just surreal. You know, it's a part in the movie where Ice Cube is saying, I got a baby on the way, and the baby is him. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Oh, man. Well, it's great to have you on. Legendary hip-hop mogul, founder of the Big Three basketball tournament, Ice Cube, joins us on WNSR.
Cube, I wanted to ask you about kind of the relationship, if at all, you have with the NBA right now. I saw your comments a couple months ago about how I almost feel like you're trying to bring you down at some points. In a perfect world, would you like to have some sort of relationship with the NBA?
Well, you know, if you really look at it, I got a great relationship with the players, the owners, the GMs, the scouts. It's just the top brass, you know. It's Adam Silver, and you know, he's nervous about the victory. He thinks, you know, he thinks of it as boxing and UFC, and that the big three is a threat to the NBA's game.
Has he told you that, Adam? Has Adam Silver told you that?
Well, he hasn't said those words out of his mouth.
Right.
You know, matter of fact, when we met with him in 2016, he said, you know, the more basketball, the merrier. When he saw the product and saw how Brady was presented, he clammed up and then told everybody that they can't work with the big Creed told announcers they can't mention the big three, blah, blah, this. And, you know, it's reverberated to ESPN and ABC because they're with the NBA and TNT is with the NBA.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's like it's foul. But they haven't stopped us. We're here. This is our seventh year coming to Nashville. Got the playoffs coming. It's a, you know, they can't stop the bum rush.
Well, you mentioned the presentation of the Big Three. What makes the Big Three so special from a viewing standpoint for the viewers and the people that want to come to the games?
What's the game played like it's supposed to be played? A lot of people are complaining about the NBA and the style of play. No defense. They just had a game that scored 200 points, all-star game. And nobody want to see that. You know, people want to see hard-nosed competition, in-your-face basketball, and that's what we play in the Big Three. Trash-talking, hand-checking. Players could be themselves. And it's the culture. You know, it's the dog days of summer. Unless you, you know, love mid-season baseball, Big Three is perfect. You know, it's right after the NBA Finals, right before the NFL start. And so it's the perfect window to have a cool season like this. And we're picking up momentum every year. And it's time to do it in Nashville this year.
Why was Nashville one picked, and why now, in your opinion, Ice Cube?
Well, we've been trying to get there for the last 3 or 4 years, but scheduling just not come together. You know, a lot of things got to come together for us to play, and so it's been on our radar. It's a great town, you know, a lot of energy in that town. We played Memphis last year. The people were great. The building didn't treat us great, but the people did. And it's like, yo, Nashville, got to get there. And so we're bringing the playoffs, like the cream of the crop, to Nashville, and it's going to be amazing. You know, August 11th.
August 11th. Well, listen, I'm sorry that Memphis didn't treat you guys right, but we promise you, you have my word, Ice Cube. Absolutely. You come to Nashville, we will treat you like gold.
We coming, baby. August 11th, we're going to be at the Bridgestone Arena. You know, it's an affordable ticket, too. You know, it won't break the bank. And it's just amazing seeing these guys up close and personal playing 3-on-3.
How important is that as well, Ice Cube? You mentioned kind of the affordability behind it. Everybody can come. It's not one of those where anybody's getting priced out. It's basketball. Everybody loves basketball, so why not let everybody enjoy it?
To me, that's what it's all about. You know, for us to have an event like this, it got to be family friendly. And being family friendly is being friendly on that pocketbook. So you can bring the whole family. Like if you go to an NBA game, it's just the corporate buddies there. And you can feel it. But you come to our games, you know, just bring the kids from down the street, and it's so fun, and it's such a cool atmosphere, and it's different than the NBA. If you run up to Dr. J and ask for an autograph, nobody's going to tackle you and take you out the building, you know? Like, you get a picture from the Iceman, you know, everybody will let you take your picture. It's just, you know, it's a different atmosphere, and it's fun. I don't know if it's going to be anything popping on August 11th better than the Big Three in Nashville.
Did you ever think, Ice Cube, when you first started out, that the words Ice Cube and family friendly would be used in the same sentence?
You know, I didn't picture that.
You scared a lot of parents back in the day in middle America.
But what I realized is my fan base, they got kids now. And so you got to do something for the kids, or they won't know who the hell you are. So
right.
You gotta do something for the kids so they know who you are. They think you're cool too, and it's worked.
Cube, the whole story about Caitlin Clark, you basically, correct me if I'm wrong, you did confirm that there is an offer out to Caitlin Clark. Is that offer still out on the table to come play in the Big Three?
Offer's still on the table. You know, we just hope she accepts it and play in the Big Three. It'll be a huge statement. It'll be something that that makes history. And it'll be a new day in sports if she plays in the Big Three. And what's cool is we're opening and we've made a way where it won't affect any of her WNBA obligations at all.
Wow.
So she can, you know, it's gravy, baby. It's extra money and it's making a statement. And it's more money than they're going to give her in the WNBA.
When did you come up with that idea of maybe offering Caitlin Clark an opportunity to playing in the Big Three, Ice Cube?
Well, it was actually an idea that came up with my partner, Jeff Quantin. He brought it up. And we had thought about, you know, Maya Moore playing a few years back when she retired from the WNBA. But we realized, you know, we need a guard if we're gonna have any women play. It'd probably be a guard to be more successful at this point. So, you know, he said, you know, we just kind of brainstormed and powwowed on it and. It was a great idea, and we went after it.
Cube, how can people get more information about the event coming up on August 11th?
They can go to big3.com/tickets. And, you know, you're going to hear my big mouth all the way until August 11th. So,
well, we'd love to have you back on our show, if you don't mind.
Of course. Definitely coming back.
Well, Cube, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck with everything with the Big Three. And, again, it's a real honor to talk with you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you guys, man. See y'all in August.
All right. We'll see you then.
I'll be there. Hell.
That didn't suck, did it?
Not at all.
Cube. All right. We're going to take a short break. Barry Trotz is going to join us on the other side, the Preds GM. We did get a hold of him. We're looking forward to talking with him. Quick break. We're back after this.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Let's not waste any time. Predators General Manager Barry Trotz joins us here on WNSR. JB and the General. Trotzy, good morning.
Good morning. I must apologize. I missed my first scheduled call, so thanks for having me on today.
No, no problem at all. Congratulations on making the playoffs. Never has an overtime loss been more celebrated than what you had a few nights ago against the Winnipeg Jets. And I had the pleasure of speaking with you after the game, and I can only imagine how excited you and the organization are to be going back to the playoffs after a year away last year.
Yeah, it's really I'll say a little bit of a surprise. You know, I don't think anybody thought we would go on a 19-18 game run that we did. But at the same time, as I think I've been fully transparent with the fans, I didn't know how this season would go. Obviously, we've seen a little bit of everything this year. Obviously, started 5-10, and then we went on a 14-5 run, and then we were 8-8, and then we came out of the All-Star break and really were not very good. And then we went on this big run, and here we are, in the playoffs. So you're right. I've never taken a overtime loss with as much joy and a smile on my face that we did the other day. So
yeah, no doubt about it.
It was good, though. This group really deserved it.
Barry, I wanted to ask you, of course, first time you've ever done something like this, being an NHL GM. Did you feel like, I'm sure you felt like you were ready, but I'm not sure you've really made any big blunders and for any time doing something the first time of anything. Kind of how was that for you heading into this season? How ready did you feel like you were for this opportunity?
Well, I think, when I first came back, the Predators were always so gracious. And they said, if you ever come back to Nashville, we would love you to be a part of the organization. And so when I moved back to Nashville, obviously I was in Washington, New York. At first I thought, this would be great. I'll maybe be an advisor or work in player development or something. And then David gave me the phone call and said, hey, I was thinking about this. And, I think it's very similar to when I first got my first professional coaching job, is that you feel like you're ready, but you're just like anybody else when you go into a new situation. It is it's a little bit daunting sometimes, but at the same time it's familiar. So I was blessed in '97 to come in as an expansion coach, and in '98 we started. So I got to see under the hood early about building an organization, and over the years David has been so transparent in our organization. And I learned a lot, and then obviously going on to Washington and New York, I tried to basically take the best of every organization and try to create it to, make it my own, if you will.
Barry, you mentioned you weren't really sure where this season was going to go. I'd imagine you didn't have a point total in mind, but did you have markers kind of as a team total that you wanted to see to know that this team was moving in the right direction?
In my head I said, on paper, just through experience, and I'll tell you what, we do the fantasy hockey as general managers. We try to get the best players. We try to do that, but you don't know how a season's going to unfold. And I tried to tell the fans, and that's the honest to God truth, unless you have a wagon of a team where you're just loaded, you could probably say, hey, I believe it's going to go here. But we were doing I don't know if it was a rebuild, a retool, a reset, but I just knew I had to start, let's get back to the culture that we created in Nashville, and what Nashville's known for over the years is let's get back to being that gritty, team that showed up every night, I wanted to play faster. That's why I hired Andrew Burnett. I want to draft differently a little bit. I want to take those swings on those really high-end skill guys when we can. They're not always there when, you know, if you make the playoffs, you're sort of in the back of the pack. But there are those players, and I'm trying to move the dial a little bit in that direction. And I, as I said, I didn't know how it was going to go. And if anybody tells you, you know, yeah, they know how it's going to go, they don't, because there's everything from, you know, you're putting 23 individuals and creating a team, trying to create an identity. And there's so many things that can go wrong, from injuries to goaltending to, you know, just bad luck, attitudes, all those things go into creating a team. And what I was looking this year was for growth. Mm-hmm. I was looking for the growth in culture, growth in getting back to that, I'll say get back to Smashville. Let's be that there's a reason it's called Smashville. Let's have a little bit of backbone, a little bit of grit, as well as, trying to elevate our skill level and our sort of appeal. I mean, I love the game when it's fast and skilled. And these players can do so much now that we couldn't do 20 years ago with the puck and the plays they make and how they see the ice. And, you know, you got everything from the Michigans to the, you just watch the elite players like Crosby's coming up with a new way to tip a puck from, you know, 40 feet out now. And there's so much going on in the league. So I just wanted to start down that path. And we have, I think.
You certainly have. And Barry Trotz is our guest, Predators GM. You know, the way you've mixed, you know, these young up-and-coming players, Barry, with your established vets like, you know, Yossi and Forsberg, and you bring in a guy like Ryan O'Reilly, you know, plenty of Stanley Cup finals experience, won the Stanley Cup, won the Conn Smythe. I mean, the gumbo is mixed very well in terms of how you've put together this team.
Well, when I was resetting the group, I learned something from a very veteran general manager. He had been head of a number of teams that were Stanley Cup contenders and also won a lot of cups and were very good for a decade plus. And when they started aging out, he did say to me one time, he says, "You ever get in this position, I have one regret, is I should have kept some of those really good veterans around, because if people think that you can just put these kids in and play day in and day out against the best in this league, they just have trouble surviving, and instead of thriving, they just in survival mode the whole time, and they don't become the prospects that you originally drafted them. So it was really important to get the right people so that they can sort of mold the kids a bit. I mean, if you're a young player and you come to practice and Ryan O'Reilly's out there half hour before practice working on certain skills and his game and all that, I mean, you better put your skates on quickly and get out there. And there's a certain thing that those players do. Yeah, you look at some of those players, say a little bit older, but still very productive players. Ryan O'Reilly and maybe Joel Pavelski in Dallas. Those players are infectious for your young guys. And so I felt it was really important to get Ryan, and then adding a guy like Gus Nyquist, who's heard nothing but good things before, seen nothing but good things when I'm down in the bottom of the arena when I was coaching, just the way he interacted, the way he carried himself, the way he practiced. And so I always had that in the back of my mind. If he was available, he might be a real good fit. And then getting a little bit more old school guy in Luke Shen, who basically, you know, if people want to take runs at Roman Yossi or want to get on top of the crease with Saros, Luke Shen, was a player who knows when to step in and correct the situation, if you will.
I like the way you put that.
And all the common denominator between all of them is they're serial winners. I mean, these guys have won cups, they've won world championships, they've won World Cups of Hockey, Olympic medals, all these things. So I always look for those guys that have won something, because If you haven't won anything, you don't know what it takes. So I really, it's really important that we have serial winners in our organization.
Well, Barry, congratulations again. We are looking forward to having playoff hockey back here in Smashville this spring. And outstanding job and continued success. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. There's Trotsy. We got him on.
Barry Trotz, our guy.
We'll wrap up the show after this.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407. 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Woo, what a show we've had. Quick Masters update, Pat, before we get out of here.
Yes, friends, it is time. Our final one of the week, our final one of the year, our final Masters update. Bryson DeChambeau still at 7-under. He is teeing off here in a few minutes' time to kick off his round number two. Max Homa right now 6-under. He is
Have an update for you. Max Homa is now at 7-under. Oh, we have Lord. A tie atop the leaderboard. Bryson DeChambeau and Max Homa.
He is 2-under on his round now with that latest update. So he is tied for first. Scotty Scheffler is right now at 6-under. He'll tee off a little bit later, 12:48. is his scheduled tee time. Danny Willett has teed off here. Right now he is 4 under through two holes. Cam Davis, minus 3. He is through 11. He is even on the day. And one final one, Nikolai Højgaard, through 6 holes, is plus 2. He was at 5 under on the day. He has fallen back slightly. Tiger Woods, 2 over. John Burton on the day. He is plus 1 to start us off. I mean, what am I supposed to do in these conditions?
How are you ever going to go on with your day?
I mean, what's going on here, Tiger? Come on.
Age and injuries, that's what's going on, brother. Father Time is undefeated. Hey, we got Braves baseball for you all weekend long. 5:55 pregame tonight. They're taking their talents down to Miami to play the Marlins for the weekend. 5:55 pregame tonight. 2:55 pregame tomorrow. 12:25 pregame on Sunday. We got Braves at Marlins on Sunday. Then afterwards, we've got Grizzlies basketball. I don't know who they're playing. Doesn't really matter. Their season's been over since Ja went out for the season.
Darren texted us early in the second hour. He will be having, him and Justin will be having Kim Caldwell on the show on Monday at 3 o'clock.
All right. Monday, 3 o'clock. Enjoy. The McFarlands will have new Vanderbilt, Tennessee women's basketball head coach Kim Caldwell. So good get by those guys. They're going to join you at 2 o'clock. They welcome your phone calls and they mean it. As we said, Braves baseball all weekend long. We'll be back to recap the Masters and the whole weekend, and we might know who the Preds are going to be playing in the first round of the playoffs by the time we reconvene on Monday.
We just may.
Have a wonderful weekend. Jim Rome is coming up next. We'll talk to you on Monday, everybody. WNSR.